Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
The running story that Ron Slay once dunked over Chad Withrow in high school. Now, turned out not to be true. He dunked over one of Chad's teammates, but
I was in the vicinity.
We'll stick with that story.
Perception is reality.
Yes, it is. So instead of going against Ron Slay in a rec league, Chad then invites Ron Slay to join him on the team.
And this is a cowardly act.
Yeah, I invited Ron to join up with me and my team of goofballs, essentially, to play with us. And he humbly accepted his role as chief shot maker on our team. Now, I'm going to give the quick recap, and I'm going to let Ron respond to where I'm accurate or inaccurate with my assessment from last night. We played a team that was okay, but not really that good. We shot horribly, and we are a team that outside of Ron shoots 90% of their shots from three, but we rallied from 11 down with about 8 minutes left, tied it, sent it to overtime, won by 3 points in overtime. I would say Ron Slay scored 75 to 80% of our team's points. I was about 2 for 7 or 8 from three. I'm going to say 2 for 7 to help me out a little bit.
A low percentage.
6 points total. But I'll also say I led the team in assists to Ron. I made sure to find him at every possible opportunity.
Let me guess another category. Rebounding.
And I probably led the way in rebounds also. Even I would dare to say maybe even a couple more rebounds than Ron. Ron Slay joins us right now for a sleigh ride. Ron, would you agree with my assessment of last night's game?
You know what? That seems to be a little accurate. Now, I think that's pretty close right there, Chad.
Rebounding in a game like this is strictly about want to, not about athletic skill. Am I correct? Chad wanted to go get the ball more than these other scrubs you were playing against. It had nothing to do with him being better at it. He was just more willing.
You know what, PK? I was very, very shocked at the stamina that Chad had. And I think a lot of the things that people don't know is effort can be coached, and that is Chad's go-to.
I'm going to put that on my Twitter bio.
That stamina line's one that his wife has never offered.
Oh, I like the effort can't be coached, but that's my go-to for sure.
Ron, how was your game last night overall? How would you rank it?
I give it probably about a 6. I give it a 6. You know, give me 2 more weeks. That was my first time hooping in about 6 months. Give me 2 more weeks and I'll be at 80-85%. And I think I might outwork Chad, but I'm not sure, man. He's very Kelly Olynyk-like. I'm just going to the board.
Now, despite him wearing the same color, you wear T-shirts, Chad, or full
uniforms? No, we have reversible jerseys.
Reversible tank tops?
Yep.
And showing off the guns.
Skins,
actually. High dollar reversible jersey.
Okay, yeah. Despite him wearing the same side of the high dollar reversible jersey, were you ever tempted, because of the past, to simply grab the ball and dunk over him?
You know what? It was a point in the game when Chad shot a 3-pointer and he missed. This is when he was missing earlier. And I decided to run on back, but I wanted to give Chad a look. Like, if you do that one more time, I'm going to sit over there on the bench and just let you guys figure it out. But Chad came up in the clutch with rebounds and 2 major 3-pointers. So kudos to Chad on that.
Ron Slay with us. You told us the story before of a rec league of a guy not knowing who you were and talking some trash to you on the court.
Great example from last night.
Did anything happen last night where you showed up and they didn't know Ron Slay was on the court?
Yeah, I think it was a couple of murmurs in the crowd and people started to try to figure out who was out there on the court. And for some odd reason, a guy that was 5'7" and another guy that was maybe 5'6" started talking. Oh, and that's all I needed right there, because I was just really in a relaxed mode. Let's get out here, get a good sweat. And these guys, for some reason, started to try to talk. So thanks to them, we went on to pull that game out. And one thing they should always know, you never, ever, ever want to put diesel gas into this sleigh ride, because once this thing gets going, this thing does not stop, and they got to get a little taste of it.
I think it was like 19-7 in the first half. At this point, they were ahead, and they started talking, and Ron was just – it was basically lecturing them on the court. I mean, the whole time on an offense, is like, you guys should have just shut up. Now you're going to have to lose. Now you got me going. Now I'm ready to go. You should have just kept your mouth shut.
They should have been cool.
Do you guys have a team name?
I'm sure we do. Honestly, don't know what it is.
Sleigh Ride.
Yeah, Sleigh Ride should be the name of the team. I will also say this. Ron, I believe you were probably 14 for 14 from the free throw line. I don't think you missed a free throw all night. That was clutch.
No, I didn't miss a free throw. I like to pat myself on the back for that also.
Was everyone I'll pat you on the back too. Let's all do
Thanks,
it.
PK.
Was any were every one of these free throws, I would imagine, should be an and one after you've completed dunking on them.
He had a couple of those.
Yeah, I did down the stretch. When it got serious, PK, and we needed to pull it out, I went back inside, and these guys, come on, man. It was like flies at a picnic. Just swat them off and continue eating the rebounds and continue getting put back.
And Ron, who consistently fed you the ball on the low block late in
my
the game?
Man, Chad, give him the ball with roll.
He knew that's just to post on my side, because if it was coming to me, I was going to force it in there if I had to.
I loved it.
And Ron, can you please tell the people about my on-ball defense late in the game with under 10 seconds left on the other team's best player?
Terrific. It started at the three-point line, and Chad pushed him all the way into a corner. Not physically, but by moving his feet. Really should have been a five-second count. And I'm kind of hollering at the ref, Odell Bradley, a Weiss Creek great. I'm kind of hollering at him for not calling a five-second and giving those guys a timeout.
You know what I heard
but
there? Not physically. You didn't do it physically.
Yeah, it was moving my feet. Yeah, I wasn't pushing.
He was moving his feet. Yeah, it was very training tape worthy.
I think everyone should wear a headband in the next game.
Ron, I think we should get a weekly update after these Monday night games.
I want to have you on weekly, but not to talk about these games.
We definitely will. We definitely have to sneak that in there for a little segment.
We tried to get Chad to wear a headband, and he disrespected you and refused.
No, that was a smart thing by Chad. I think a lot of people early in the game would have confused us. So he was Chad and it was Clay. So I'm glad he didn't. He did me justice.
So many similarities.
Ron, definitely. This was excellent analysis. We appreciate the time.
No doubt. I appreciate you guys.
All right, Ron Slay, teammate.
One of the best parts, he had a few there. One of the best parts of playing with Slay is every time I'd get an offensive rebound, I would just hear, Chad. And he'd be in the corner, and I'd literally throw to where I heard the voice, and he hit a couple threes that way.